MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 13, 2025. Millionaires' tax revenue will be supporting public programs in Massachusetts, and a chimney collapses onto a Danvers pizza shop. Mix of clouds and sun, upper 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:48 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, backed by record proceeds from the millionaires' tax, Beacon Hill lawmakers have approved a more than $1.3 billion supplemental budget that earmarks more money from the levy for transportation and education programs. A bipartisan proposal approved Friday by the Democratic-controlled Senate calls for tapping $1.33 billion from the millionaires' tax to support public transit, pre-K programs, early literacy, special education, and career technical programs. The House of Representatives previously approved its version of the budget plan. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News, in Danvers, Domino's Pizza was gearing up for the noon rush late Saturday morning when the day came to an early end with an enormous crash. Firefighters arriving moments later in the pouring rain found that one of the two rickety-looking chimneys on the roof of the next-door house at 83 Maple Street had toppled and fallen directly onto Domino's at 85 Maple Street. Most of the bricks of the tall, slim chimney apparently fell almost directly onto Domino's roof and above its food preparation area. Fire Captain Linus Murphy said the roof and food prep area sustained heavy damage, as did the rooftop HVAC unit, and no one was injured. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the Salem News, Michael McHugh reports, in Salem, nonprofit grocery store operator Daily Table is closing its stores, citing the inflated cost of food coupled with the loss of federal funding, according to officials who made an announcement on Friday. Before the store's closures on Sunday, May 11, the Daily Table had a total of 82 employees at their four locations in Cambridge, Roxbury, Dorchester, and the Salem store that opened in 2023. Amy Palmer writes in the local news of Ipswich, the Rowley Planning Board voted 4-1 on Wednesday to recommend the latest MBTA zoning proposal for the special town meeting in June. Chair Craig Copland was the sole opposer. The proposal will now go before Rowley voters on June 9. It requires a simple majority to pass. If approved, the plan would bring Rowley into compliance with state law, which requires MBTA communities to zone for more multifamily housing by right. And on itemlive.com, Elizabeth Della Piana reports the Saugus Board of Health began a discussion in February on amending the animal regulation article. Monday, they closed the decision unanimously, voting yes to the amendments to Article 10, Keeping of Animals in Saugus. The amendments include banning roosters, which are a nuisance animal in many parts of the United States. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in North Shore Sports, Lynn Classical has hired Brian Smith as its new football coach. Smith is a Classical alumnus and has coached for 23 years. He has been a successful coach in South Carolina, bringing his Kingstree High School team to the playoffs the last 2 years. Former Classical football coach Brian Vaughn resigned after last season to take over the Arlington Catholic program. In boys lacrosse, Swampscott topped Salem 21-4. Chase Russo, 5 goals for the Big Blue. The Danvers baseball team edged Marblehead 6-5 behind a strong relief pitching performance from Becker Wardarski, who struck out 3 of the 4 batters he faced to close out the game. Hamilton Wenham beat Triton 6-3 to move up to 11-3 for the season. It was Salem 5, Swampscott 1, with the Witches' Jordan O'Malley's getting a complete game win on the mound. Celtics lost to the Knicks last night in New York, 121-113, to fall behind in the series 3-1. Celtics also lost star Jason Tatum with an injury in the fourth quarter that will likely impact his chances of playing in Game 5. The Red Sox lost to the Tigers 14-2 last night. Game 2 of that series is tonight in Detroit. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.